this episode of Report This Post.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the latest and funnest thing we're doing over here on this podcast. So, you guys know we like to read posts, right, Christian?
Like is a strong term.
You all know that we are forced to read posts several times a week, apparently. But we've decided at least once we're going to not do that. We will be reading something from the internet, so it's kind of similar. But the idea behind this thing is something I came up with by listening to some other podcasts do it to kill time. We're going to do a trivia where I, as a quiz master.
Those are titles. Okay.
Needle Christian about a topic that I have picked because I Googled various topics and this was the one website that seemed to have things easily figured out for me already. So anyway, let's go ahead and why don't we go ahead and get started on the general thought of what I had in mind. Does that sound good?
Wow. Yep.
All right, 2 minutes in. Here we go. So we're going to do a trivia here. Basically, the point of this is Christian will be asked questions about a topic that he knows something about. We'll see just how much he knows. But the topic of this week's, I figured we would start somewhat simple, but also potentially interesting. And now this week's topic for the trivia is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, you're a big Schwarzenegger head.
I am, yeah.
Yep. Used to be a thing on this show where we would talk about him.
I believe that lasted all of, what, 4 episodes, I think?
It'll probably last longer than this. This whole thing that we're doing right now. So we have I found a website called factinate.com. It appears to be fun facts about everything. That's what it says. There is a podcast for it, which I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
Oh, boy.
It's called Yesterday's News. Yesterday's News is a podcast with one goal, to make history fun.
Was this the podcast you were listening to?
This was not. I would never listen to a podcast that says that.
Okay. All right, just
I do not sure. want fun when I'm listening to a podcast. Certainly, I don't not have making, fun when I'm making, making one. It. So, but anyway, this website, factinate.com, seems like one of those websites that, you know, it's just been around forever probably, but it's mostly there to get people to click on it on Google and then see some ads and then leave.
Yeah, one of those great aggregator websites we all know and love.
Mm-hmm. Here's the title of this quiz. How much do you know about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Okay.
So right now you are 0 of 0 correct with a 0-question streak.
Are we ready? This is gonna make me feel really bad at the end, towards the end. Yep, I am. Let's dive right in.
We got some softballs in here, all right? So we're going to start with the first one. What country was Arnold born in? Now, I want you to think about it, okay?
Okay.
Think about it long and hard. Okay. Milk that clock as long as you need to.
Okay.
And I'll even give you multiple choice if you need it.
Okay. One, I think I can swing this one towards the fences.
How about this? Before we get started on answering, why don't we come up with some sort of system here as answering? All right. So I was thinking if you get it right, you get a point. And if you don't get it right, you get 0 points. How's that sound? Is that a cool system?
That's so crazy. It might just work. Yeah.
All right. So I got my notepad open. I'm going to keep track here. The first question regarding country of birth. Mm-hmm. And you are going to say what? And if you need a multiple choice, let me know.
Okay. I'm going to say Austria would be.
All right. You say Austria. I'm clicking on it and it's correct.
It'd be so funny if you clicked on it at 404. Like, yeah. All right.
Well, you know what's funny? This quiz has pictures of Arnold with each question, and the picture of Arnold here, he's posing in front of the Sydney Opera House in Australia. I don't know if that's whoever made this thing is just
close.
That's what Austria is.
That's close.
Or if they're trying to trick you, I don't know. Hard to say, but either way, yes, you are. So far, you are 1-1. Are you ready for your second question?
Yeah, I am.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is more than just an actor. He served as the governor of which U.S. state?
Okay, now this is an interesting question because he...
It really is.
We always think, well, you got to be American to be in politics, but you don't. You only have to be American to be the president, which also seems kind of fucked up when you think about it, you know?
Wow.
He was in the footsteps of great actors like Ronald Reagan and Al Franken.
What came after him?
Was he after him? Remember when he got canceled? That was pretty fun.
But Arnold, more importantly, he followed in the footsteps of Jesse Ventura.
True. Pals from the Predator film.
Yeah.
Franchise.
When you're watching Predator, you're seeing two future governors on screen at the same time. And it's not who you would think. And I would have thought the Predator would have been.
It was the Predator and Bill Dukes.
Wait a minute. The Predator is currently president.
Just going to Photoshop the Predator over Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. I'm going to do that after the show. I'm going to say my final answer for this is going to be California.
Oh, California. All right. Now, that is option D on this. That is one of the multiple choice. So that's good. The other ones are Iowa, New York, or Colorado. So let's see. California is correct. When Schwarzenegger first announced his candidacy for the 2003 California recall election for governor of California, it made national and international news, with media dubbing him the governator and the running man, and calling the recall election total recall. Mm.
Yeah, that's good. That's good reporting right there. That's what you like to see in your reporting.
Yeah. Governator was the big one. Probably the shittiest of those three. The running man's pretty funny. Total recall, great. Makes sense. Perfect. You rarely have a recall election, and you finally have one with a guy who started a movie called Total Recall is in it, so that works out perfectly.
Yeah, we're calling this guy Junior because he's a new face on the block.
Yep, he's a Rambo. Well, Christian, you are 2-2. You're on a 2-question streak.
Goddamn.
Third question. This one I've never even heard of before, so this might actually be hard. I don't know. We'll see. Arnold once spent time in Austrian military prison.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And the picture they provided is not Arnold in prison. It's just a Shutterstock image of a guy with handcuffs on. So,
okay. I'm looking at my bookshelf right here. I see the Arnold Schwarzenegger autobiography that I've read a couple times. So I'm gonna pick my brain here. He was in the military, but he was also during his time when he was training for the first... his first bodybuilding competition. And I want to say that he got locked up because he missed some sort of calisthenic or some sort of thing at almost said military school, like they're fucking army. He missed a day at army.
I guess I should this is the problem with multiple choice. If you don't say exactly what's on there, I kind of have to.
Hey, you know what? You can dock me points. That's okay. I won't.
So you said, now would you say he left to compete in a bodybuilding competition?
Yeah, I would say that he did.
Correct. He did that. Yeah. Schwarzenegger served in the Austrian army for a year as part of the mandatory service requirement for all 18-year-old Austrian males. He went AWOL during basic training so he could compete in the Junior Mr. Europe contest and spend a week in military prison.
Junior Mr. Europe sounds like a... It sounds like one of those Euro bands from the early 90s.
Yeah.
What's speaking of, you seen that's the new thing now the kids are into?
Say what?
The fake Euro music. They're making fake like 90s Euro pop music again. And all the kids are saying this is great. And I'm saying, ouch, my knees. You know what I mean? So
yes. Sort of. Sorry, I've been trying to the last 5 minutes I've been trying to come up with some sort of pun of Mein Kampf for Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was in military prison for a week and wrote a book called Pumping. Let's see what we got here. What do we got here?
Okay, so
you put an Austrian guy in prison, they write books. That's what happens, all right? That's just what happens. I don't know. We'll get around to it. Hey, folks, chime in at home. Hitler to 106665 and give us your best Mein Kampf Arnold Schwarzenegger pun.
What number is that you just rattled off?
We are on to question number 4. You are 3 of 3 correct with a 3-question streak. That's pretty damn good. Now this one, they only provided 3 multiple choice question answers for some reason.
Okay.
When did Arnold begin lifting weights? So this is the asking for the specific age. Now this might be tricky because, it's hard to remember specific numbers. So,
sure.
If you need the multiple choice, I can provide them.
Yeah, let's do multiple choice on this one because I think I know, but I'm not entirely sure.
No problem. You will be docked half a point, but that's fine. A, when he was 5. B, when he was 20. C, when he was 14.
Okay. I'm going to say, by process elimination, 5 seems a little early.
Mm-hmm.
You normally don't see, you do sometimes you see those freak muscle kids on TV that their parents are like circus folk and they get them all
absolutely all
jacked up and stuff, but I don't think that was the case. Arnold's dad was a police officer and he was into calisthenics, but he was not wasn't that big of a guy. 20 seems a little late for somebody to break into the bodybuilding scene in the early days to just start getting into it.
Especially since we learned the last question that he literally left military at the age of 18 to compete in a bodybuilding competition. It's
kind of weird that he'd be competing before ever even lifting weights.
It'd be very, very presumptuous of this guy.
Wow, this guy, you know what? The kid's gotten moxie. Let's see what he has to say.
He's fat as fuck. He's never lifted a weight, but god damn it, we gotta love his attitude.
So, you know what, that process of elimination, I'm gonna say that leaves us with a... Oh god, burping. 15.
It was 14, does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine too, I guess.
Alright, correct! Schwarzenegger started lifting weights when he was 14 years old. His dad wanted him to be a police officer. Mm. His mother wanted him to go to trade school. With the wisdom of a 14-year-old, he decided to make a career about being a massive human.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
That's so weird.
It's kind of judgmental, but
what a weird thing to say. Okay. He decided to be a big boy.
Yeah.
And we all...
Wisdom of a 14-year-old. A little sarcastic. Christian, you are 4 of 4 correct with a 4-question streak. All right, here's the next question. It is a true or false. True or false, Schwarzenegger served in the Austrian army for a year.
Let's see here. I think we've covered this now 3 times. I believe that's going to be a true statement.
Let's see. Correct. Arnold Schwarzenegger served in the Austrian army for a year. as part of the mandatory service requirement for all 18-year-old Austrian males. He went AWOL during basic training so he could compete in the Junior Mr. Europe contest and spent a week in military prison.
The guy writing this is like, my fucking deadline is... It has come, gone, and is circling around again.
The ChatGPT writing this.
I gotta get something down, pen on paper, as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, our next question is something that's also been covered.
Hell yeah.
Why is Arnold not allowed to run for president?
Okay. Now this one, I think somebody here mentioned it earlier. Yes. Somebody on the panel here.
Uh-huh. One of our producers said something about it.
I believe it's because he is not an American citizen.
Well, that's actually... I think he is an American citizen.
Or he's not... naturally born American. All
right. He was not born in America. Correct! Schwarzenegger has apparently been lobbying legislators for a possible constitutional change that would allow him to run for president, or has been considering filing a legal challenge to the provision. A Columbia University law professor noted that while, quote, the law is very clear, it's not 100% clear that the courts would enforce the law rather than leave it to political process. The Simpsons already predicted Donald Trump. Perhaps they can go for 2 for 2.
So, oh my God.
I don't know. Don't know what that means. Hey, the other multiple choice were A, he is too old.
Okay.
B, he has spent time in prison. And C, he has too much money.
Okay.
Which is very funny to imagine being a limit for the president.
You're too darn rich.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Wouldn't that be the day, huh?
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, we'll never be back there again. Because we got the freaking richest guy in the world who's going to be president again as soon as he beats these fake allegations against him.
Mr. Musk?
Yeah. God, could you imagine? Oh, my God. It takes him 45 minutes to say a speech because he keeps stopping and staring off in the middle distance. What's with that guy in talk? Him not too good at talking, I noticed. Him a little bit difficult with the talkies.
So let that sink in. That was pretty funny when he did that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Glad comedy's legal again over there. I haven't looked at that website in about a week now since I got back on.
How's that feeling?
Do not miss it.
Okay, good.
So you are 6 of 6 correct with a 6-question streak. This next one, I think you might get stumped on.
Okay.
Because I don't know it either. I've known basically the rest. But this one, we'll see. What was Schwarzenegger's first political position? As in, like, a job title.
Okay. There's a multiple choice, or is this just a guessy guess?
There is multiple choice.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas without the multiple choice?
I'm gonna say he was an aide.
Just aide?
Yep.
All right. I think I need to give you the multiple choice. Because that word's nowhere on this page. So Control F is not helping me here. All right. Here we go. A, U.S. cabinet minister under President Reagan. B, Los Angeles comptroller. C, president of the Patriotism Committee. And D, chairman on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. So I believe that would be the chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, because... As a young man, we used to do a presidential fitness test. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to do, you'd sprint, you'd do pull-ups, and if you couldn't do pull-ups, you'd have to hang from the bar in front of everybody else in the class. Mm-hmm. It was humiliating, absolutely humiliating to hang there as a chubby little eighth grader or whatever it was, and just have all the popular kids watching your fat little sweaty ass. And.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always posters of Arnold, and he was pointing and saying, you know, you can do it just like I did. And obviously not true. But yes, the presidential fitness comptroller thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Correct. Arnie's first political appointment was as chairman on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Is that under Bush?
I don't know. You think it would tell me here. Next question, true or false? Arnold once posed nude for a gay magazine.
I know what I'm Googling after this episode. Let me tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me tell you, I'm not Googling while we're doing this. I want to keep this fair and balanced.
Would never do that.
All right, so I'm gonna use my brain powers here in a minute. Back in the day, those muscle magazines with Steve Reeves and stuff on the cover, that was like analogous to gay porn. Guys would be like, yeah, I'm getting in shape, but actually what they're doing is they're buying these magazines and taking them home and furiously jacking off to them because they couldn't get actual gay porn. So
yeah,
to that,
it'd be like, 1988's muscle studs, like not technically gay, but...
Surely not straight.
Certainly not straight.
Yes.
You could technically be like, oh yeah, this is for educational purposes.
Yeah, this is so I can get freaking swole. And what you're talking about is your goddamn penis. I'm going to say true that he did at some point.
All right, here we go. Let's see what happens when I click that true button. Correct. In 1977. He posed nude for the gay magazine After Dark.
Ooh, okay. Oh. That is not one I'm... That they don't have that one at my dentist's office, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and look that one up, folks. You can see Arnold Schwarzenegger's dick and or balls.
I bet he has a small penis. He seems like a guy with a small penis. Folks, comment below. Small penis? And there's just 50
Arnold
comments.
There's
just 50 comments that say small penis over and over again. Hey, you know what? Whatever gets us interaction on the post, that's all I care about.
Well, everyone yelling small penis. I mean, what is this, middle school?
What is this, my wedding night?
Hey, Schwartz, by the way, you're 8 of 8 correct with an 8 question streak.
God damn. All right.
And we'll tally up the points after this, but so far it's doing pretty good. Schwarzenegger grew up struggling with anxiety until a friend taught him how to cope by using which technique? Interesting. What could that be? Folks at home? Oh boy, they're yelling at their radios right now. They know the answer to this one.
I'm going to say that it was a meditation.
Well, that's, would you say transcendental meditation?
Yep. You know what? That's the audio cutout. That's actually what I said the first time.
Oh, okay. Let's click on that. Correct. Schwarzenegger struggled with anxiety and learned how to overcome it when a friend taught him transcendental meditation, which is just telling me exactly what the answer already said. Cool. The other choices were yoga or hypervisualization.
Hypervision.
Whatever the hell that means.
I'm not 100% sure on what that is.
All I'm
familiar with is disassociation, which is what I do for 90% of the time I'm driving around. I'm in the car, but I'm somewhere else. So.
Yeah, me too. I'm in drunk land. Hey, how old was Arnold? By the way, you're 9 of 9 correct with a 9 question streak. Unbelievable. Unprecedented. How old was Arnold when he won his first Mr. Universe title?
I'm going to say Arnold was 20 years old.
20 years old? That is one of the choices. So, see what happens when I click it. Correct! Schwarzenegger took his first Mr. Universe title at the age of 20, the youngest ever.
Damn.
Unbelievable. 10 of 10 correct. 10 questions streak. My goodness. Not bad. Not bad. What is the name of the documentary about bodybuilding that Arnold made with filmmakers George Butler and Robert Fior?
Boy, this is a good one. Now, there's a scene in this in this film where Arnold Schwarzenegger's eating breakfast with Lou Ferrigno and his family, Lou Ferrigno's family, and he's just mocking him for being deaf the entire time. And it's pretty good. You gotta give it to the guy. He had some good chops on him. He was getting some buzzers in, and Lou's just sitting there stone faced because he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. So
because he can't hear, as it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out he's deaf as a post. Arnold was just talking shit right to his face in front of his family, and they're all laughing. That's a kick in the nuts.
Gotta laugh. Yes.
But that's a scene out of the famous documentary Pumping Iron.
Correct. Schwarzenegger was convinced to compete in his sixth Mystery Olympia in 1975 by filmmakers George Butler and Robert Fior to make the bodybuilding documentary Pumping Iron. He handily beat Lou Ferrigno, the future Hulk, and then retired from bodybuilding until 1980.
Yeah.
Took 5 years off, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool to just to come back just to make a movie. And then they're like, well, since you're making the movie, how about You're the Winner? Like, that's... You know what? I wasn't going to say anything, but I think you're right. I think I should be the winner as well. So.
And the rest is history.
Rest is his story, more like it.
What was the name of the first film Arnold acted in? Now, this is a part of RTP lore.
This is, yeah, that's... Now, he was on TV a couple times. He did a Lucille Ball show. He played a guy on that. But during... During the early days of the RPT show here, what we used to do is we do something called Cast Action Hero, where... Once a month, we'd watch an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and take notes on it and then find some interesting stuff about it and relay that information back to each other. It's pretty fun. We've done stuff like that in the past as well, but it turned out it wasn't something that we ended up doing. But one of the very first ones that we watched was one of Arnold's first movies, which was the film Hercules in New York, where Geiger and I ended up both watching the movie, but we both watched... different versions of the film, so our notes did not align when we were going over it, which was pretty good.
Yeah, one of the most wonderful aspects of that. And the rest of the show is, and every other thing we've ever done, is almost no communication about what we do.
Case in point, folks, you're looking at it live.
I decided what this was going to be seconds before we hit record. And that didn't actually have it entirely figured out until probably 2 or 3 minutes in. But anyway, correct. In his first film, Hercules in New York, Schwarzenegger's accent was so thick that his lines had to be dubbed after production. In his second film, he played a deaf mute.
Boy, I just went right over Lou Ferrigno there, huh? Could have had the real deal.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
You want a method actor to actually embrace that role, not just be some regular old
Dick
and Harry. You're 12 of 12 correct, 12 question streak. We're all super impressed. What is the highest grossing movie Arnold has appeared in? It's tricky.
That is a tricky one. Yeah, I'm going to go with the tried and true and say, I'm going to say Terminator 2.
Correct.
Okay.
Arnold hit his commercial peak as the Terminator sequel Judgment Day was the highest grossing film of that year with a box office of $519 million.
Holy shit. All right, James Cameron. No wonder he can do whatever he wants, huh? Guys, bloody brilliant, isn't he? Isn't it?
Yeah. If you adjust for inflation, that's $1.1 billion.
Yeah, I was a little.
Which is actually not as much as I would think, honestly.
I was a little curious if it was going to be that or like those Expendables movies,
Yeah, I don't know how those did. I know there's a new one coming out soon.
Yeah, I guess it did well enough.
Yeah, we're on like number four coming out or something like that.
We'll be going to the theater's opening day because it'll be empty and we can record live in there, folks. So stay tuned for that.
True or false, Arnold served as governor as a member of the Democratic Party.
False.
Correct. Old Arnie was a true patriot Republican. Let's see. Schwarzenegger became Republican because the Democrats of the 1960s were far too similar to the Austrian socialists he had left behind in his home country.
Interesting.
He was inspired hearing Nixon talking about free enterprise, getting the government off your back, and strengthening the military. And then it repeats that again. And it just says that exact same thing I just said twice. For some reason.
Now that is interesting. So maybe these maybe all these guys online are onto something. Maybe
which guys are those?
Maybe the Democrats really are a secret cabal of children eater that want to take over the world.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
Oh, you didn't think that? Okay. Well, we're going to have a talk off the air.
Now this one I think should be pretty easy, but we'll see. Arnold played a crucial role in getting which car becoming popular in the United States?
Oh, boy. This is a good one. Still to this day, he just unveiled an electric version of this vehicle. This would be the Hummer, the classic military vehicle.
Correct. This says Humvee, but we'll go with Hummer.
Okay, so Humvee is the military...
Yeah, I haven't heard Humvee in a long time, actually.
I saw one. There's one for sale down the street on Florida Ave here.
Oh, yeah?
Wouldn't that be a fun little thing? We could go to the damn comedy shows in, just show up in that and park on top of somebody else's car.
Imagine years ago.
Driving that one after a couple beers. That'd be...
Oh, boy. A couple beers. 2 years ago, I was walking in the Whole Foods parking lot. Mm-hmm. And some giant Hummer drove past, and this real granola eating 60-year-old guy, this white guy with glasses, weak little body, was like, "Oh, I thought those dinosaurs were extinct." He thought Hummers were old news at this point, and he was snarky about it.
And you said, "Shut up, fag."
I called him. I screamed slurs at him until he ran away.
Called him every slur under the sun.
What birth defect was Schwarzenegger born with?
Birth defect? He had a hole in his heart.
A damaged heart, correct.
Wow, okay.
Damn. God, I thought we'd be done by now. Hey, while he was on safari in Africa, Arnold's vehicle was charged by an angry...
elephant.
Correct. I accidentally hit zebra, but it was in fact elephant. Don't worry, you're still 17 of 17, correct. what was the name of Arnold's first wife? One of the choices is Sarah Connor, by the way.
Okay.
They're having fun there.
I don't think it's not Maria Shriver. Oh. And something? I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
You just giving up?
Yeah, I'm going to give up on that one. That one I don't know.
All right. I guess I'll click on one of them. It was Maria Shriver.
What? It was his first wife? Okay, well.
25 years after marrying Arnold, his wife Maria Shriver was horrified to learn that he'd actually slept with the housekeeper, Mildred Patricia Baena. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but he had fathered a son with her 14 years earlier.
That's pretty cool. You gotta admit.
14 years.
He's like, "Hey, I've been having sexual relations with this woman. Also, I have a son with it."
That is, yeah, that's a straight baller move, huh?
Yikes!
Well, hey, we're tallying up the stats here. You got, out of a total of 18 possible points, you got 16. That's good, huh, folks? Let's all give Christian a round of applause. He got 89% on his little test here. That's good enough for a B-ish B, I think, right?
I don't remember how that worked. Yeah, well, you of all people would not. what do I win?
You get to go to bed now.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.